Do you listen to the I Love Ann Show? Well, if you do, you probably heard this one. But if not, maybe you should tune in. Here's a clip from the I Love Ann Show every day right here on WCRS.
Hey, I got a little joke for you. That's right. Two ladies talking about talking in heaven. They are in heaven, folks. Yes, it's true. First woman, hi, Wanda. The other woman, hi, Sylvia. How'd you die? First woman, I froze to death. Oh, that's horrible. And the first woman says, oh, it wasn't so bad. After I quit shaking from the cold, I began to get warm and sleepy and finally died a peaceful death. How about you? Well, I died a massive heart attack. I suspected that my husband was cheating, so I came home early to catch him in the act. But instead, I found him all by himself in the den watching TV. So what happened? I was so sure there was another woman there somewhere that I started running all over the house looking. I ran up into the attic and searched, and down to the basement. Then I went through every closet and checked under all the beds. I kept this up until I had looked everywhere. And finally, I became so exhausted that I just keeled over with a heart attack and died. And the first woman? Too bad you didn't look in the freezer. We'd both still be alive.
I thought you were going to say the snowbank out back.
There you go. Funny. All that's right. Cute. Well, that's what happens when you try to look everywhere, but you don't.
Too funny.
All right. So what you got there, Peggy?
Well, the photograph that all the paparazzi wants to get now is when somebody's looking over the shoulder of a celeb to catch them looking at their cell phone. So if somebody's, you know, tweeting or checking their messages or took a call, reading text to themselves, they want to catch somebody looking over the shoulder and get that film out there to show. Of course, we've got some of them already captured. Beyonce's got her eyes cut to the right looking at Jay-Z's. But then what's good is they've got a picture of Jay-Z. He's not even cutting his eyes. He's turned his head to check out what she's doing on her phone. So it's kind of funny. Even Prince Harry checking out Kate's. The Bush daughters looking over Martha Stewart's shoulder. Even forget about maybe being somewhere where there's bleachers or a rise seating and somebody's behind you. So, lo and behold, that's the shot they want to capture. Other little bit of news, if you wonder what's going on with Miley Cyrus and her boyfriend, Patrick Schwarzenegger, he's got the good life. That's all I've got to say. She's spending about $85,000 a month to do what she wants to do for him. That doesn't even include gifts, doesn't even include cars or anything.
What can
this
you
is
do for $25,000
a month for clothes.
Okay.
$10,000 for dining.
Okay.
$45,000 for travel, $5,000 a month for a personal trainer. She wants him to get in more shape than he's in now.
And what's his last name?
Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger.
So she's giving him a bigger allowance than mom and dad. $85,000 on just that a month.
Wow. I'd like to know what is he giving her?
Cute little companion.
Cute little companion. Yeah.
I shouldn't call him little because he is quite handsome. But
right.
Yeah.
Okay. She's willing to pay for the good life.
Yep.
Isn't that a reverse in society? Talk about things that are different. There
Isn't
you
that
go.
Something?
Wow.
But to put it out there.
Yes.
I thought, now that may offend him.
May. Yeah.
I mean, he's a kept boy now.
Right.
Kept young man.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
How about that? Schwarzenegger, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I would have thought he would have been in good shape. And what about that story that's all over the news this morning about the gal who was in the service? Her husband is serving in the service. She's got her baby cradled in the flag.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen that. Well, she is she may be in the National Guard now. She was active duty. I think she is in the National Guard. Her husband is still in there. She took a picture of her husband in his fatigues, and the baby is being cradled in the flag. And there's been a real firestorm out there because, is it desecration of the flag? Her idea when she set this picture up was she showed what they fought for.
you know, that it was for the flag, for family, and both of them were in the service. So she was doing it from that aspect. A lot of people have come back and said, well, I mean, there's the coat of this in the flag, the coat of this. I mean, technically, if you want to be real technical about it, should we even be wearing the flag, you know, on T-shirts, bandanas, you know, that it says you're not supposed to tie? I mean, there is a whole code of ethics. But, you know, her idea, and I kind of think, gosh, it really puts it out there. Why do we fight? We fight for our family and our country. And it really put it together there. I thought from the esoteric aspect of the flag picture, I mean, it's a very small baby, and it's just being cradled in the flag. What a statement.
I mean, no, I haven't seen that.
Yeah. She has gotten attacked on Facebook, both sides, positive and negative. But since she has done this, a lot of people have wanted her to take her pictures. I mean, she is a photographer. And her business is way up because of this. And because of this, she is now donating 15% of the proceeds that she does to the USO. So, you know, taking a bad and making it a positive.
Even better.
Yeah, exactly.
Better.
Yeah. So that's one of the big trending stories right now on in the news.
Well, I think we know you can't have anything occur that there's not going to be almost a 50-50 onslaught.
Yeah.
But you hope the people who saw it as a negative spend as much time going after the flag burners and
right.
all that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because in some of the protests, even you see people marching with the flag upside down.
Right.
You know, come on.
Yeah. And then what about the two officers in Ferguson that were one shot in the face?
What's going to be the answer for Ferguson?
I don't know. I do not know. But, boy, they just keep having, and they had just been having a protest. I understand the protest was tamping down or dissipating, but, yeah.
Well, they were hoping with the resignations and firings
right.
that would start turning it back to a positive. We're going to work together. We're going to improve our relationship in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't seem to have an effect other than negative.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So, very sad.
It is very sad. And it is sad to see that doesn't appear, I mean, from what you hear from the media, and sometimes we do get a bad slant from the media, you don't seem to see any progress, you know, coming together, any healing. We just don't seem to see that there. And so God, can you imagine living there or having a business there? I would be just so afeared to do anything. If I did own a business there, you know, would I open up again? Would I just leave? I mean, you know, it's one of those questions. And what is going to be the eventuality of Ferguson? Is it going to heal? Is it going to heal 60 days from now, a year from now, or 5 years from now? You know, it's a pretty big issue that keeps bubbling up.
It really is.
Yes. So.
Well, I wish we'd pull together on everything.
Oh, Peggy,
everything.
God, if we did that, what would we have to talk about? Jeez.
Maybe some good positive things. But, yeah, I wish we would.
Yeah. I don't see it. I don't see it. When our former Secretary of State simply stands there and says they were my private emails and I will make the decision, I think that's taking it right to the top, baby.
It is.
And they were talking about the turnabout with Hillary, and she was really distancing herself from President Obama. And now she's running for cover, so she's changing her story. What she'd written, I don't know, it was something about what she'd written in her book versus what she's saying now, something about I think it was on Iran. I think it was, if I remember correctly, that she said, you know, we may need to walk away. No deal is better than a bad deal. And now she's going, oh, no, we need a deal. And we should. You know, Hillary, I think you should have read the book before you went out there and said that, because people are now referring to the book that you wrote and things that you wrote down.
I definitely think that escalated last night.
Yeah. It did. So, and this form 109 or something, did she sign it? Something about a form. I kind of caught
did
the end.
Did you follow the proper leaving like process of
protocol? Yes, the protocol of leaving.
Placing all the proper information in the proper hands for archives.
We don't think she did that, do we really?
I have a feeling it's not signed.
Yeah, and if she didn't sign it, then where does that leave everything? And then, of course, God, I mean, this is, you know, they do those 60-second, the news in 60 seconds around the world. Hey, we're doing it in 5 minutes, but we're catching it all. What about the Secret Service?
Oh. And hey. Some senior Secret Service
yes.
people.
Yes, yes.
Not the young partiers.
Right.
The older partiers.
Yes. And how's this guy look that's come in there to clean it up, baby? Clean this. I think I'd just be shaking my head and saying, Mr. President, I move that we just get rid of everybody and start over. I'm sorry. We'll have to bring in the National Guard to protect you until I can get this organization straight. Isn't it unbelievable?
It is.
You know, I would think that they would be, like, scared straight after all the things that have happened and they've all still survived.
Well, it doesn't sound like they've let up.
No, they haven't. That's my point. Jeez. Okay, well, did we miss any stories here this morning in a quick review of the news?
Well, what are these examples for our youth?
They're terrible examples.
Yeah.
No
wonder the kids are saying horrible things about each other on Facebook and all that.
Yeah.
Look at the adults.
Yes. Well, you know, here you go. You could say this is an example of what not to do. But when all this is just considered common everyday
and
stuff.
And our Secret Service now are known. Big parties. Let's blow it out. We can't even drive afterward. We're not smart enough to get a designated driver or catch a cab or something.
Or
yes, something.
Yes. And I've got one more story and then we're gonna leave the insanity of our country alone. You know, I shudder to think how we could do such a great show if we didn't have access to the internet and 24-hour media.
It'd be lame.
Be a lot of old jokes on this show now, folks. So thank goodness that we have these things. But a Florida woman survives getting hit by a freight train after walking into its path while texting. Now, come on. I mean, this is ridiculous. 27-year-old woman who was texting walked into the path of a freight train. This happened in Lakelands, Florida. She was clipped and thrown into the air, but survived. She, quote, wasn't paying attention and somehow did not hear the train barreling down the tracks when she walked around the crossing gates. Now, the crossing gates were down. She just meandered through doing her texting thing, and then she got thrown in the air, clipped. I mean, she's very fortunate. She has a broken arm, broken right arm, and injured her right leg. She went to the hospital. No additional information was available. Now, just for the record, this was not just a little train. This train had two locomotives, 27 rail cars, and it was carrying consumer goods from Winter Haven to Jacksonville.
Unbelievable.
She was so absorbed in her texting.
And to go around the guard.
Yes. And she survived. Unbelievable. There you go.
Well, I expect to see her clip, whoever filmed it.
Right.
Because somebody probably
got
it
to have it, yeah.
On Ridiculousness. You know
yes.
that show, Ridiculousness?
Yes. Yes. Well, I just could not believe that you could be so absorbed in texting that you didn't even know. You just walked around the gates and kept on walking. And, you know, the train makes a lot of noise. And, you know, I would probably even bet that there was horns being blown.
One would think.
You know, as they came through there, and particularly as they saw a human, not even a vehicle, a human coming across there.
Well, and I think it's their protocol to blow their whistles when they're going through any section that has the guardrail arms down.
Right. That's what I thought.
You know, just in case.
Yeah. When they first come mm-hmm. through. Now, after they're going through it, no. But as they're approaching and going
right.
through it. Yep. Okay. Well, that's...
And if you're going around the guard, what would not sink in? I should at least look to the left, look to the right. About like you were taught when you were a little kid before you crossed the road.
No, that's the problem. She was not parented properly.
Man, oh man.
It was her first time walking around the gate. She didn't think anything about it.
She's lucky.
27 years old, though. We're not talking about a
10-year-old.
Yeah, we're talking about 27 years old. Okay. You know, yesterday we were talking about Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
And we wanted to know how the Girl Scouts cookies got started. Well, we found out. It says they started cooking in their kitchens. You think about this today. Would this even be possible? Heck no. But the sale of cookies was a way to finance troop activities began as early as 1917, 5 years after Juliet Gordon Lowe started Girl Scouting in the United States, when the Mistletoe Troop in Muskogee, Oklahoma, baked cookies and sold them in its high school cafeteria as a service project. 1917.
In the high school cafeteria.
That's right.
Did it say how much the cookies sold for?
Well, wait a minute. We go on here. In July of 1922, the American Girl magazine, published by Girl Scout National Headquarters, featured an article about Florence E. Neal, a local director in Chicago, Illinois. Ms. Neal provided a cookie recipe that had been given to the council's 2,000 Girl Scouts. She estimated the approximate cost of ingredients for 6 to 7 dozen cookies, 6 or 7 dozen cookies, to be 26 to 36 cents. That's for 6 or 7 dozen. The cookies, she suggested, could be sold by troops for 25 or 30 cents per dozen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then in the 1920s and the 1930s, Girl Scouts in different parts of the country continued to bake their simple sugar cookies with their mothers. These cookies were packaged in wax paper bags. You hardly remember wax paper bags, huh? Sealed with a sticker and sold door to door. See, this is where this started, for 25 to 30, 35 cents per dozen. Isn't that awesome? And then in 1930s, the Girl Scouts of Greater Philadelphia Council baked cookies and sold them in the city's gas and electric company windows. Just 23 cents per box of 44 cookies, or 6 boxes for $1.24. And that's where they started developing their marketing and business skills and raised funds. So in the 1940s, by the time World War II was coming up, they had to stop. And then they picked it back up after the war, and they had a national organization licensing local bakers to produce and package cookies. By 1948, a total of 29 bakers were licensed to bake cookies. So then in 1951, they had 3 varieties, peanut butter, sandwich, shortbread, and, of course, chocolate mints.
And that was what year?
1951.
That was the first 3.
5 years later, the flavors had evolved. They had 4 basic types of cookie: a vanilla-based filled cookie, a chocolate-based filled one, shortbread, and a chocolate mint. And in the 60s, when the baby boomers expanded Girl Scout membership, cookie sales increased significantly. By 1966, a number of varieties were available. Chocolate mint, the thin mint, shortbread, and peanut butter still survived. So, and then it goes on and it talks and it takes it into the, where we were going.
Into today's.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Well, I did like the peanut butter ones. I don't even know if they even make those. Do they still make those?
I don't know.
No, I haven't.
I buy the lemonade ones.
The lemonade, yeah. Those are good too.
They are.
Yeah. So, there you go. But there, now you know the history
started
of Girl Scout cookies. Yep.
And you know, I've always wondered, why don't the Boy Scouts sell something like party mix or popcorn or something?
Right.
Because they've seen it so successful for the girls, and just the support is part of what you're buying.
Sure. Well,
come on, Boy Scouts, think about it.
Well, you know, did they do birdhouses? I don't know.
Do something?
Did they do birdhouses or something? I don't know, you know.
Well, I've never been asked to buy something
from Boy Scouts.
That is a Boy Scout product.
Really? I could have sworn I saw some Boy Scouts standing out in front of Lowe's, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm thinking of something else, but I thought 1 year recently I had actually seen some Boy Scouts, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, maybe some Boy Scout leaders will call us and tell us.
Give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gosh darn, we've asked to buy something from every other organization out there.
Well, we wouldn't want to leave them out if exactly. they're doing something.
And then there was the day we discussed.
So what are we going to talk about here today?
Well, in knowing more and more about how these goggles that are tech goggles mm-hmm. are, you know, transforming our lives down the road.
Yes.
The latest now is there'll be a pair that you can use your hand in front of you and you use different gestures. Almost you could assimilate a type of sign language.
Right.
And it changes whether it takes you back to your home page or it makes something that you're looking at freeze, you know.
So now we got to learn how to do all this kind of stuff.
It will have voice commands.
Okay, voice commands.
It will have gaze commands. So if you're looking at something, instead of that object via the glasses turning around, it'll freeze and you can then walk around it and take pictures, like if you're at a museum or something like that. And just, it goes on and on about all the ways it's going to get more intricate and more entertaining, is what I call it.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Yep.
Would you want goggles like that?
Nope. Nope.
I knew you wouldn't.
No, yeah. No.
I want to see it in person.
Well, and I love the interaction of just life. I don't need every tech tool.
Right.
In fact, I'm the type, I will use what I need, and then I want it away from me. I want to get back to people and life and smelling the roses and looking at the clouds, and I don't want to be tied to it. But that tells you how old I am, you know, because I don't need it with me every second.
Right.
That was a big discussion at dinner
right.
yesterday, and our friends were talking about going to lunch with other people that never put their gadget up, no matter what it was.
Right.
Whether they were checking on kids at home or taking a call that I'll call you back.
Right.
You know, if they don't get you that second, they'll figure you're going to call back. You
right.
don't really have to answer to say I'm going to call you back.
Right.
And so of how interruptive it is as far as other people enjoying you.
Right. Here's one thing that I was reading an article this weekend about robots and how we are progressing with this robots. But one of the things they were talking about is a robot that lets the person, the shut-in, experience life, that goes on the family vacation when one person can't go.
No, I think that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
I think that's nice.
I thought that was an awesome idea.
Well, speaking of robots for home, you heard recently about the woman fell asleep on the floor in the vacuum cleaner, the little Roomba got her hair.
No, I didn't hear about that one. Yeah, steadily trying to get that hair. Get out of the way.
Yes.
It's lucky they didn't try to vacuum her up.
Well, it woke her up and she was able to, you know,
release her hair.
Yes. How about that?
Yeah.
Can't even nap on the floor anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, there's something after you.
Yep.
But I did think that was very interesting, the fact that they will have a robot that can travel with the family.
That's very nice.
If grandma can't go anymore
or this one
can't. Yes.
Oh, there's so many pluses.
Right.
It's just that excessiveness when you're with other people or
I agree.
Not right. doing something that you used to enjoy,
exactly.
you know, where you're tied to your, I don't know. I'd rather see somebody get outdoors with gardening than to just be at a screen looking at all the flowers. They wish they could have time to plant.
Have smell-o-vision,
yes,
on the computer and some of these other things that probably will be coming pretty soon, you won't even need to garden anymore.
Well, you've heard kids say that, yes, they bowl or they, you know, play baseball.
Yeah.
But what they mean is they're doing it on Wii or something.
Yes. That's not the same.
It's not the same at all.
No, it sure isn't.
Do you want goggles that entertain you?
No, I don't. I could see Jeff, though, liking those. He kind of likes all this. He likes to go and see stuff. But I could see him, since of what Jeff does with all the pieces that he's always looking at, the vintager with antique and old pieces, to be able to look at all the aspects of it.
Turning around in front of him.
Yes.
Something like that, yes.
I could see him really
liking
that
aspect. I definitely think it has its pluses in different areas, and particularly professionally.
Yes.
Were you listening the day we discussed?
So what's happening in the world today, Peggy?
Well, I think we might want to watch Conan O'Brien's show tomorrow evening.
Okay.
Because it might be our first glimpse of what's going on in Cuba.
Right.
Because his show is about being in Cuba.
Yeah,
so it's tomorrow. It's a little late, 11 p.m., but might be interesting.
I think Jack Parr was the other person who broadcast from Cuba. And that's how long it's been. I think that was 1959.
Well, I find it interesting. He's the first one over there and doing a big show. I mean, I saw a little picture of him out in the street having a big party with, you know, some sort of parade.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see what we're allowed to see. I still don't think it's completely open.
Right.
But I'm always a little bit suspicious sometimes when it involves a country we haven't had good dealings with.
Correct.
But how about that?
How about that?
And now, if that doesn't set somebody's appetite to know a little more, I think a lot of people have been very, very curious to know more about Scientology.
Yes.
And one of the big movies in the Sundance arena was one that's going to come out March 16th. So that's right around the corner. It's going to be on HBO. And it's called Going Clear, Scientology and the Prison of Belief.
The Prison of Belief.
They say this is going to be a little more exposure than the church may want us to know.
Well, how are they getting this intel? Somebody coming forward or something?
I think from what I read, a certain number that have left the church.
Katie Holmes?
I doubt she's on the list, you know. She still receives a pretty fat check, I'm pretty sure. Sometimes those fat checks go with a gag order.
Oh, yeah.
From what I've heard.
Right.
But they say it was, when they viewed it.
Right.
That it was packed. It was one of the gotta-sees. And so it's already been put out there that this is when it's going to take place as far as our availability to see what little movie. I say little because it's not a big screen movie.
Right. Right.
I'm sure they're calling it more of a documentary of some sort or.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
There we go.
That's right.
One more thing on Hollywood. I thought this was good to see. We've been seeing forever the ladies who wore it best. You know, now they get into even, you know, who has the best hair accessory, who has the best updo. I mean, they're getting crazier with it. But they now have the good husband list in Hollywood.
The good husband list.
And that's exactly what it's called, apparently. The husbands that help with the kids, you know, take them to the park or take them for an outing and give mom a break. Help in the kitchen and that type of thing.
Do they have a report card? Are they rated? I mean, can you just fill out the card accordingly? And can the husband know what he needs to do to be on that good list?
Well, I have a feeling that some of them know what, if they're not making it, what other husbands are doing. Because when have we ever heard about a good husband list? In Hollywood, especially.
Correct.
So I think the ladies that are feeling like their husbands are true participants.
Yes.
And husbands do more than they used to. We all do more, I think. Women help in the yard more and that type of thing. I think it's more of a shared responsibility of chores. But anyway, that's the big thing to be on now if you're a good husband.
The good husband. Yes. You know, we have a TV show. It's called The Good Wife out there.
That's right. So the men are getting involved. But on that same note, we're seeing more of men makeovers.
I see.
You know, whether it's attire or clothing or facial hair, not necessarily to get rid of facial hair, but how to groom it in the latest do.
Right.
I don't even know what you call
facial hair grooming. The latest facial style.
Yes.
There you go.
But I did see a commercial that cracked me up because we're hearing more about manscaping.
Right.
Have you seen the Scrubbing Bubbles commercial where the guy comes out of the bathroom to present his chest to his wife and he's cut, looks like Flash Gordon lightning strike on his chest. It'll crack you up.
And then there was the day we discussed.
Well, I didn't think I would promote Jerry Springer, but I'm going to. He has a new show.
Okay.
It's a dating show. And instead of it just all being what you want to present in a positive to embellishment way.
Right.
You have to declare some of your baggage.
Oh, I like it.
So your baggage may be that you're deeply in debt, you know, you live with your parents, you know, whatever.
Right.
You have to reveal some of your baggage.
Wow.
That makes more sense.
Well, yes.
So I think that may be a hit.
Should be interesting.
It should be very interesting.
Except coming from Jerry Springer, it won't be anything normal. This is what I have, you know, normal baggage. Like, I've got 5 credit cards and 3 of them are bad or, you know, something, you know, just what I would consider normal. They'll be rapists, murderers.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying, you know, when you talk about
baggage with
Jerry Springer. I can see it just being a little outlandish, Peggy.
I hadn't thought about that. Well, we'll see. It's a new show. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I am looking forward, now that the Super Bowl is over, I'm looking forward to Madam Secretary will be back on. I think it's this Sunday, should be back on. It's a great show if you get to watch it. It's a great show. What do I like about it? It's fast-paced and a lot of intrigue and everything, but it's not a lot of blood and gore. I can't remember. Blacklist, was that what was on after the Super Bowl?
That's strong.
Yeah, I thought, wow, well, that looks pretty interesting. I mean, and I love Spade, the actor. And I started watching it, and I was like, no, this is too much. Just not what I can watch.
Well, West Wing was such a big hit.
Yes.
And these political shows, I think, are getting more and more popularity.
Yeah. I need to see House of Cards. Everybody says, Anne, you need to watch House of Cards. So someday I'm just going to get the whole series, start at the beginning, and just veg out watching House of Cards. I think it does sound terrific.
I've been like all the crime shows that follow a crime that occurred.
You mean a real crime?
A real crime.
Yeah.
I like those because some of them you totally remember bits of it.
Correct.
And then you don't know the outcome or something that... It just comes back to life in your mind, and you know a little more. I like those.
Sure. I can remember, I think it was last year sometime, CNN called the radio station and was trying to do one of those forensic files on a story that happened here in Greenwood, a murder that happened here in Greenwood. And, of course, we didn't own the radio station back when this happened, and they were trying to see, did we have any records or did we have any news clips or anything that we could contribute to that. But I thought that was pretty wild that they actually were investigating, trying to find out more about it, and they contacted, of course, your local radio stations, too.
How about that?
How about that, yeah. So I don't know if they ever did anything with it or not, because we told them what we remembered about it, and they were going to follow up on the leads. But who knows? You might see Greenwood on
it. You might. Yeah. Sure.
And then there was the day we discussed.
So what'd you do this weekend?
Well, besides work.
Besides work.
That's right.
Yeah, folks, she was down in Florida.
Well, hey, lucky to be there.
Yes.
But I always try to take in what's going on that's different.
Right.
Jacksonville is establishing a bubble soccer league for the youth.
A bubble soccer league?
Where you've seen those roly-poly big clear bubbles that you can get in and roll around in.
Right.
So this is for the children who want to do something a little different, or maybe mom and dad don't want them to have body contact that can hurt them.
Right.
That's the bubble soccer that's coming around.
Wow.
Yes.
So it looks like they're on their feet, though. They're not totally encased in the ball. Am I correct?
No, they
got
to be able
that?
To run. Yeah.
Right.
So it kind of stops them mid-thigh, it looks like.
Okay. Because I thought if they were going to be in a bubble,
they'd have to really roll around completely.
Well, I mean, you know, you see those ones that they use on the water and not whatnot. So I was thinking maybe that's what they had going.
But there was a group at our hotel that created quite a stir because they were from up north, and they came to do shark fishing.
Shark fishing.
So while the staff was running around saying it's still cold.
Right.
And I think Saturday morning it was 47. It was beautiful.
Right.
But to the staff, it was still a little nippy for what you think of. And the shark fishing crowd was running around in the pool and, just making quite a, it's so hot, it's so warm compared to where they were from.
Exactly.
You know? So everybody was checking out the shark fishing team that couldn't get enough of being in the pool and laying in the hammocks and suntanning and. It was hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
It is.
You know, when...
It's all relative.
It is all relative. And what the point was I was going to actually make, if I can interject, is when I graduated from high school, this was in Massachusetts where I graduated from high school, my parents and my sister and brother came down to stay at a hotel. And they had water in the pool, but the pool was not officially open. Now, this was the first part of June, very first part of June. Now, down here, we'd be saying, why wasn't the pool open? But up there, it's still pretty darn cold. So my brother and sister and mom and dad were out there enjoying the refreshing pool.
Exactly.
And people were saying, what polar bears are these here? And, of course, being from Maine...
It made sense after they heard that.
Yeah, exactly. But, yes, they were called the polar bears down there in the pool. All right. So what else were you going to tell us?
The shoe cam.
shoe cam.
The shoe cam. You know, it's popping up everywhere. I saw it at Lenox Square in Atlanta, but I thought then it was just to celebrate the shoes that were purchased in the mall.
Right.
They actually had a shoe cam on Riverwalk.
Okay.
We always kind of check out Riverwalk a little. And we were there for breakfast on Saturday morning. So the shoe cam wasn't running yet, but the jumbo screen was showing the night before shoes.
Right.
On people.
So they're just showing shoes on people.
On people, yeah. It's the kind of the latest cam, a shoe cam. Men and women. It's not all about the terrific high heels. It's men and women.
How about that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that was fun. But then I saw when I was reading the Jacksonville kind of fun publication, the things about town.
Right.
That they do the shoe cam at all the events now.
Okay.
So all the big fundraisers and that kind of thing. The shoe cam's there.
So if you'd like to be on the shoe cam, you should make sure.
Wear your most impressive shoes.
Or outrageous or whatever.
Outrageous, that'd be good. Yeah. That'd be good, yep. They are having a run come up as soon as it gets a little bit warmer on the beach.
Yes.
With your dog.
A run with your dog.
A run with your dog.
How about that?
Obviously, it's for a charity, but first time I've seen where you can run on the beach with your dog.
Well,
I don't know if they come along then and clean up the beach before the public's allowed. They didn't clarify that part.
Were you listening the day we discussed?
All right. Well, last night we had Chinese food. We brought it here. We didn't eat out. We had take in here. And after we finished our meal, of course, we read the fortune cookies and everything. And I just want to tell you, mine said, "You have a charming way with words. Write a letter this week."
Uh-oh. Who's going to get one?
I don't know. But I just thought that was interesting for me, you know, being in radio and everything. I thought that was kind of fun. And then Jeff and I walked away from the table. And we also had a guest here, and we walked away from the table. And Gracie looked around and said, "Nobody offered me a fortune cookie. There happens to be one left on the table." So when I look back here, she is chomping the fortune cookie in the plastic. And for those that can't see it, it's all crumpled up, but still in the plastic.
Yes.
So I said, "Gracie, you want to see what your fortune is." So I came back and, as usual, retrieved the item from her mouth, opened up the fortune cookie, and it says, "Opportunity awaits you next Monday." So I'm expecting the big call for Gracie next week, folks.
Somebody wants to be her agent.
Yes, yes. Isn't that a hoot?
That is.
Yes, and here she is just standing back here. "Mom, I need to get my fortune cookie, you know. You didn't give me one."
She loves to be a part of everything, doesn't she?
She does. She does. And, you know, the biggest thing about Gracie, I'm actually going to have to close off the area behind where the register is, where we keep all the ring boxes and bracelet boxes and all this type of thing, because Gracie has learned in the evening, I like to get into my work and be in a zone, and she, when she decides it's time for her to get attention, her biggest thing is to come racing by you with something in her mouth.
And she's done that since she arrived.
Yes. This is not a new trick, but she now is, it's getting expensive.
How many would you say she's destroyed?
I have no idea. But she's picking out the expensive ring boxes. I used not to worry, because they were the cheaper ones. And I'd go, "Oh, okay." You know, pull it out of her mouth and go on. But she just races by, and she has this attitude of glee. It's just like, "I've got something, and you're going to want to talk to me about it, because you won't want me to have it.
Catch me if you can."
Yes. And she goes flying by you a number of times, going and crunching it in her mouth, so that you, even if you weren't paying attention to her, your ears would hear the noise.
She likes the padded ones now, huh?
She does. She is a hoot. And when she really wants to get in trouble, Jeff keeps some older collectible-type jewelry boxes in his office. And when she really feels she's being ignored, she goes in and pulls one of those and waltzes around with that in her mouth. Yes, folks.
But I thought, she's trained you guys good.
Oh, she has, yes. "You have a charming way with words. Write a letter." That was mine. "Opportunity awaits you next Monday." And I don't know what happened to Jeff. It must not have been any good.
He didn't want you to see it.
Exactly. I don't think I did. But, yes, fortune cookie for Gracie. Yes. How about that?
Too funny. Well, we'll be anxious to see what occurs Monday.
That's right. Who knows what opportunity will take advantage of Gracie. She'll say, Mom, are you coming with me? I got the TV offer we've been waiting for. You can be my groomer.
That was a clip from the I Love Ann Show every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10, right here on WCRS 1450 AM. Don't miss it.